Hi, Joe. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
Well, thanks for coming in today. Do you know why you're here?
I didn't have much choice. Judge sent me here. I got busted at a DWI checkpoint with some pot. I didn't know they had drug sniffing dogs at those things.
So you're not real happy about being here, it sounds like.
I'd rather not. Yeah, you could say that.
So you got caught with pot at a DW checkpoint.
Yeah, you know, I saw this checkpoint from miles ahead, and I wasn't worried because I hadn't been drinking. And the cop comes over, I roll down my window, and all of a sudden this German Shepherd comes up, starts barking. I didn't, you know, like I say, I didn't realize they would have drug sniffers at this at these checkpoints.
So you thought you were safe because you weren't drinking.
Yeah, exactly. I just figured, tell the officer I hadn't had anything to drink. He might, you know, wave that flashlight they got with the breathalyzer on the end, and I'd be through.
Had you been smoking pot that day?
Oh, yeah. I was stoned.
And you don't consider that under the influence?
Not really. I mean, it doesn't really seem to affect my reflexes or anything. I can still respond pretty quickly. Cars pull out in front of me, whatever. I've never had a problem with it. I pretty much drive stoned all the time.
So you smoke pot a lot, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. I'm a wake and baker. I mean, I have one with my coffee in the morning. Sometimes I'll come home and have another one at lunch, you know, on my lunch hour. And then, yeah, when I get home, two or three joints.
So you pretty much smoke pot all day.
Yeah. I like it. It relaxes me, calms me down.
And you don't see that as a problem?
Oh, no, no. It's just, you know, it's purely recreational. I mean, I can still think.
All right, all right. Well, you know, there's been a number of studies that have been done that found that, you know, excessive pot use can have incredibly detrimental consequences.
Yeah, you know, I read those studies every once in a while, and I don't know, sometimes they just don't make any sense to me. Like they say, you know, it lowers your sex drive. Well, it doesn't lower my sex drive. They say that it affects your memory. Actually, I have noticed a few memory things here and there, but it's not, you know, like I always leave my keys around or anything. So I don't think it's as bad as those studies make it out to be.
So you're different from everyone else.
No, I think it's just not that bad for anybody, really. It's not as bad as alcohol. Jesus.
Well, what do you make of the results of the studies, then?
I don't know. Bunch of BS.
All right. Well, you do realize, as part of your probation, you're going to have to submit urine samples.
Yeah, I know. I got to quit while I'm on probation. It sucks, man. 6 months, nothing.
How do you think you're going to do that?
Well, you know, I've quit in the past for a week or two here and there. It's not like I get the shakes or anything. You know, I mean, again, pot's not like alcohol, you know. I don't think I'm going to have a big problem with it. I'll probably just take up smoking again.
You said you quit pot in the past.
Yeah, yeah. You know, once I got this job up in Alaska, which I thought was going to be pot heaven, man, but it turns out I'm like out in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of guys who don't smoke pot, so I couldn't get any. So all of a sudden I find myself going cold turkey.
Well, you were able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the end of the world, you know. It's just that life goes down so much smoother when you're a little bit baked.
So things are easier for you when you're stoned. But you were able to quit pot for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. That's great. I'm really happy for you, Joe.
Yeah, well, you know, drop me off in the middle of nowhere and don't give me any pot and I won't smoke.
Yeah. You think that's the only way you'll be able to do it?
Oh, no, no. Like, there's been a couple other times where I've quit for a week here and there, you know. Once when I was trying to get a job and I knew I was going to have to give a urine sample. And, you know, so I quit for a week before that and then pounded a bunch of... you know, grapefruit juice right before.
Grapefruit juice?
Yeah, they said that was supposed to clean you out, but yeah, it didn't really work, actually. I didn't get the job.
Because of your pot use?
Yeah, yeah, the urine came back positive.
That might be seen as problematic.
Yeah, I guess. Except, you know, so I just got a job where they don't test you.
Is it as good of a job?
Doesn't pay quite as much as the one that I lost. Or didn't get, I should say.
Right, right. But that doesn't concern you at all?
Well, I mean, I'd like to be making more money, but, you know, I don't know. I also like to do pot.
All right, all right. Well, so you're going to quit pot and smoke cigarettes?
Well, Probably. I mean, I don't know. I'd rather not go back to smoking cigarettes, but I got to do something. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to start drinking because, man, like my old man is an alcoholic and I just don't want to go there. That guy, he's practically homeless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Has he ever been arrested for his drinking?
Oh, yeah. He's got like 10 DWIs. You know how this state is, man. They just keep arresting them and then putting them right back out.
Mm-hmm. I'm confused as why you see this difference between alcohol and pot. You know, you don't want to be like your father and, you know, he's got some alcohol problems and been arrested, but you're somehow different.
Well, I mean, look, I smoke a joint. I don't swerve all over the road.
Mm-hmm.
A deer runs out in front of me and I can slam on the brakes and stop. You know, I mean, it's not, I've driven drunk a couple of times. I shouldn't have, but I can definitely tell the difference. Driving drunk, I'm like all over the place and, you know, practically falling asleep at the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same with pot.
Mm-hmm. It does impair you, though.
Well, not that I can tell, really.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you're just not, you know, seeing it.
Well, I guess I can't prove that I'm not impaired, but, you know, I've never gotten any traffic violations while driving stoned, and I drive stoned all the time.
Mm-hmm. No traffic violations, but you did get arrested.
Yeah, stupid checkpoint, man.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you feel like this is totally unreasonable and that for some reason you should be exempt from this.
Well, yeah, I think pot should be legal. I mean, at least as legal as alcohol.
Mm-hmm. So legalizing it is the problem, not the fact that you had how many joints in your possession?
At the time, I had like four.
Four joints.
Yeah, and a little bag, a little like dime bag.
Four joints and a dime bag?
Yeah.
And they didn't get you for distribution?
He tried, but he couldn't make it stick. It wasn't quite enough for distribution.
Hmm.
And I didn't have like scales or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those were at my house.
Sounds like you lucked out, I guess.
Yeah, well, if you can call it that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, how are you going to go about quitting pot? Have you been smoking up until today?
No, I quit right as soon as I found out I was going to be on probation because I'll probably have to give a test, you know, a urine sample in like a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, I haven't smoked for like the last week.
Oh, that's great, Joe. That's really great.
Oh, yeah, great.
Well, what's it been like for you?
It's been all right. It's just, you know, I'm more irritable. Drivers really hackle my nerves, man.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just carry rocks in my car and throw them out the window at people sometimes because they just drive me crazy. Which, you know, when I'm stoned, I'm just like, hey, man, I don't care. But, yeah, I'm edgy. My boss is really getting on my nerves.
Mm-hmm. But you've gone a week without smoking. Doesn't that make it worth it?
Well, no. I'd much rather be smoking, but I know I got to give that urine test.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm surprised that you don't see some of the negative consequences. It's apparent to me that you have some reasons to quit, and I'm just wondering what would have to happen for you to see that you need to quit.
Well, I guess if I got into a car crash while I was driving stoned, and it was because I was driving stoned.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I lost my job, for mm-hmm. example. You know, obviously the threat of jail is going to make me quit. I'm not going to smoke for the next 6 months because if I pass a dirty urine, I go to jail for 6 months instead of just on probation.
Joe, do those things really have to happen to you, though? You've done so well for 1 week. And don't you think you can just quit forever?
I probably could if I wanted to, but, well, I'm sure I could if I wanted to, but I don't want to. I like pot.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way it makes me feel, the relaxation, yeah.
So you see no reasons at all to quit? For good?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess maybe my memory would get better. I see lapses in my memory, that are probably as a result of the pot, but, I don't know. It's not like I got to remember that much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I get by.
Mm-hmm. So right now you don't have very much motivation.
Nothing besides going to jail.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad for now that you're not going to be smoking, and I'm really happy that you came today.
Yeah, this wasn't too bad.
Well, I'm glad that you liked it.
I was expecting much harsher treatment.
Good. Well, you know, I'm glad that it was worth it, and I hope that I'll see you again next week.
Oh, you will.
All right. Bye, Joe.